Sorry for my being tardy today.
Call the order, regular board meeting, for Commissioner Orville Regis, 7/19/2023. Manager, please give us a roll call.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Commissioner Thompson.
Here.
Commissioner Pittman.
Here.
Commissioner Taggart.
Here.
Commissioner Coach.
Here.
Commissioner Salvucci.
Here.
Commissioner Mastalotto.
Here.
All here.
Just please stand.
Salute. Pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, acknowledgement of visitors, there's nobody present. Item five, board meeting minutes.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, we included those in your packet for your review. If you have any questions, I can answer those now.
Make motion that we approve the minutes from the last meeting.
I'll second that.
Motion made by Commissioner Coach, seconded by Commissioner Salvucci to approve the board meeting minutes. All in favor?
Aye.
Item six, employee safety meeting minutes.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, we included the safety minutes from the meeting that was taking place on December 5th in your packet. If there's any questions, I can answer those.
I'll make a motion to approve the employee safety meeting minutes.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Yes.
Item seven, authorization of warrants.
And Mr. Chairman, I met with the manager yesterday morning, reviewed warrants, finding everything to be in order. I'll make the motion that we pay warrants numbers 28497 through 28563 in the amount of $1,463,797.01, including commissioner checks 10865 through 10870 and electronic fund transfer.
I'll second it. Motion made by Commissioner Coach to approve the warrants, seconded by Commissioner Taggart. All in favor?
Aye.
Item eight, fiscal reports.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, we included those in your packet for the month of November. If there's any questions, I can answer those now.
Questions?
I do have one short question.
Yes, sir.
How did you finagle a 3% reduction in insurance?
You got me. We didn't finagle nothing. That's just the way.
If you got a secret, we'd like to share it.
I do not.
Okay, item nine, authorization of manager Sturdivant to sign the purchase agreement for the Willie Creek property purchase.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. So the seller has agreed and inked the contract, the purchase and sale agreement. And so I'm just asking for permission for myself to sign it and score enter into an agreement to purchase said property to build the new Rudy Creek lift station.
And I have been working with the general manager on that. And it's finding good legal order.
That's good to hear.
So just back to the billboard for just a second. My question is so at this point, we have something in here that states that she won't renew it if we're not closed by January 1st of 2025?
Yeah, let's... Correct, she would not have the authority to extend it. It comes on to us. We just, unfortunately, it's where it is in the timing. We would like to have canceled it now. We're going to have to wait till the next end of next year, but... It'll be with our, because it's on our property, we have the authority to, well, it'll be assigned to us as the new tenants for it.
But what happens if we do a parcel map and it's not done by January 1st?
She can't take any offers on anything for up to a year after the date that we have. So,
okay.
She, yeah, and that is on the very last part of the contract in, what page is that? Basically limits her to being able to do something like that.
So she did renew it?
Well, it just automatically renewed. Yeah.
You have to affirmatively terminate 60 days before the end of the year. So that would have been on.
We're going to find that out if we have to keep it erect or not. We did, it is in here. I forget exactly where it was. That was one of the ones we changed at the very end.
So it's still an automatic even though it changed on?
Well, there is a provision in the contract where we can call them and say, hey, there it was changed ownership. Can we get out of the contract? It doesn't mean that they have to let us out of it. Right. I don't believe with the timeline that we're looking at finishing design June, so probably out to bid September, October. Construction rolling in right around the same time as that sign would be coming down. So I don't think it should affect anything via construction or obviously the lift station itself once it's in operation. But yeah, I think if they hold us to it, we can't take it down until next January 1st.
I would stall though.
Well, I mean, that was Commissioner Coach's opinion, was yeah. Pile it up and tell him to come get it.
Yeah. I was gonna say, who actually owns the metal?
It was Stout. I'd have to look on the contract to see who they sold it to. Yeah.
So I guess my last question is that the property won't be in our name until the parcel map or the legal description is recorded into SCOR's name. Mm-hmm. So if that isn't done for a year, are we starting construction on the property before we have it in our name?
I mean, I don't think we can do that. So okay. We would just have to put, once we go out to bid or once we get the design done, then we'll have to make that call. Are we ready to go out to bid? Are we not ready to go out to bid?
Okay, you know. Okay.
Do we get the revenue off of that?
We should if it's going to stay there. Yeah, she's going to have to give us the $500.
I'll pay for lunch.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it barely would pay for today's lunch.
$500 a year.
$500 a year. Yeah. They haven't renegotiated the contract since like 1993, I think, was the date on there.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Is there any electricity on that side?
There is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you know how much they charge for like 1 month?
Yeah, I do. I had a business.
So we just need to remember that if we have to do a parcel map, that can take some time. I mean, I'm seeing parcel maps like a year to 2 years.
We actually have been working with the county on this property specifically, and because we're a public entity, a utility district, we're exempt from the Subdivision Map Act and CEQA on this project.
Okay, good.
And you're right about parcel maps. That's a disgusting process that's going on. I don't know what in that world happened, but I know one guy just wanted to split his property for his son, and 2 years almost.
The county basically told us to get a survey of the property descriptions and give us a legal description of the property and turn it in.
Okay.
So you need to turn that into the title company too, because yeah. We need to check it for errors.
Gotcha.
Sounds good. I have a motion.
Motion to approve as presented.
I'll second.
Motion made by Commissioner Pittman, seconded by Commissioner Coach to approve Manager Sturdivant to sign the purchase agreement for Red Creek property.
I think we need a roll call on this one, Chairman.
Oh, okay. Roll call, please.
Commissioner Pittman.
Yes.
Commissioner Taggart.
Yes.
Commissioner Mastalotto.
Yes.
Unanimous.
I'd like to add the minutes. Thanks to our committee members that worked with the property owner to make this deal happen. So
yes,
it was a big effort. So thank you.
And thanks to our staff too, Thanks,
No, it was a team effort to get this one, and I'm pretty excited. That's going to change SCOR's future, having another our own property over there to put that lift station on.
And a new lift station,
exactly.
Item 10, Turner's report.
There's our members of the board. The primary thing we've been working on was this PSA, and I think we've come to a good resolution. And the litigation related to K&M, there's really no updates for this board. We have outside counsel handling that. The opposing counsel is a little delayed in what's going on because of some personal issues there, but that's really the only update from the legal department, unless there's any questions from the board.
The project at K&M was the Tidmouth apartments out there on Mono Avenue, is that?
I think that's
there's four of them.
Oh, four.
There's four different apartments. The only, and out of the four that are in the litigation, the only one that actually came to SCOR properly in the right manner to get a cap study and everything like that, capacity study and everything like that, was Table Mountain. The other three, the city approved without SCOR's approval, without SCOR knowing that it happened.
Gotcha.
Real breakdown in the system right there.
Yeah.
Real bad.
Yeah. Right. Well, I only mentioned it because we had a little ribbon cutting for the project, and they're soon to start leasing up portions of it. That's a huge project.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't realize it until you actually get on the ground. And
the one off Mono?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a huge basketball court.
Oh, it's the biggest basketball court in town. It's outdoor, and it has a 25-foot-tall metal building covering it.
This is crazy.
Yeah, and there's a new volleyball court coming and two more playgrounds coming.
Yeah, it's a nice facility.
And it's going to be locked.
Yeah.
It's a gated facility.
Cool.
Yeah, so it's a little
different. Really nice.
Yeah, a little different. Modern was the contractor on that.
Modern's a contractor.
Yeah. Yeah, K&M's a subsidiary company of Modern.
Right.
I thought Modern was a subsidiary company.
And that I might be backwards with that. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, item 11, manager's report.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. So, no operational issues to report this month, but we are in full winter mode. We've winterized the plant, basically made sure things aren't going to freeze and break, prepared everything for storm scenarios, and we're just going to try to survive the next 3 months, which is typically the way it works here at SCORE. You get into the winter mode, and then it's just hold on until it's over. So that's where we're at. Inflow pump station got some great news. We have two VFDs are at Tesco being tested currently. The third one's shipping as we speak, and the fourth one ships today. We got tracking number. We got the two that have arrived. We got a tracking number on number three. We should be getting a tracking number on number four today. So that's huge news compared to, you know, radio silence that I've been experiencing for the last year and a half on that. So very happy about that. I had a meeting. Next topic would be SCORE's future. I like to always have that one in there. I had a meeting with Lonnie Lind, who's the manager of Cal Water here in Oroville, and Tony Carrasco, who manager coach worked with when he was the manager here at SCORE. Actually, probably was the foreman here at SCORE because Tony's been out of the area for a while. But he's back now as the NorCal district manager. Had a conversation with them about future recycle water projects, potentially partnering with them. And also, they're putting in a new well, and they want to get a permit to be able to discharge raw water into our sewer system. So we're working with them to see if we can figure that one out. Also, I talked to them about us applying for a recycled water feasibility study. The state only wants to fund half of that. They mentioned that they might be willing to fund the other half of the study if we were, you know, to help out a partnership. So that's something that me and Michael will look into and see if that's, obviously we'd bring that back to you guys to let you make the final decision, but see if that's something that we want to do. And last but not least, funding. Cherise Allen over at the county, we've been working with her this whole time through this thing. We were able to, and she was able to talk to her supervisors. We were able to convince her, and she was able to convince those above her to send our application in separately and not wait for all these other projects in the county that aren't up to speed, that don't have their environmental done or don't have part of their design done. So our project right now is sitting in front of the state to get the official stamp that we can move forward and start building. So that's good, and it, you know, can't express how much Cherise has helped us through this, and she pulled some strings on this one to get our project put in separately. So we're pretty happy with that. That's all I got. I'm glad you guys were all able to make it to the Christmas luncheon, and hopefully it's good food. Mm-hmm.
I got a question.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
On the the state moving us towards recycling the water to be semi-potable, purple line or whatever.
Yep.
I was having a conversation with PCP, the Pacific Crest Producers. Then whenever we get closer to that, they want to have a conversation because I think they'd be very interested in
awesome.
If that was possible to connect with them because they use a lot of water.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, once you get into the food, we'd have to look at all the regulatory stuff. Once you get into, like, not just spraying it on crops or not just using it for grass or whatever, then regulations go through the roof as far as that doesn't mean that with SCORE's upgrade wouldn't be able to accommodate and make that happen. But we would just need to be real sure because that you're putting yourself into a very tight criteria when you go into that level of recycled water. But
yeah, and there's other things they use water for, too.
Crops or whatnot?
Yeah, because he I'm not sure all the things, but he said there's other things. That's his statement. There's other things they use water for.
No, I would definitely. I mean, you know, as of tomorrow, I'll call and start figuring out where we need to look and what you know. I'm always looking to partner with somebody. So
I would have to guess a lot of it could go into their pipeline that they take out to farm.
Exactly.
Dilution and conveyance.
Just yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they run straight Cal Water.
Yeah.
Oh, they're paying.
Yeah, so they're paying a nice chunk of money to do that. Yeah.
Yeah.
No raw, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that could be a really good partnership.
Well, that's the minimum.
Tomatoes?
The problem is they've upgraded their plant with so much new equipment. It's really shocking to see, especially the sorting equipment, where they used to have 20 people working the line sorting. They only have one. They have machines. They have 20 new machines that sort, take a picture of every piece of fruit mm-hmm. sort it based on it. It's well worth the tour. I highly recommend anybody to
Crazy.
Organize a tour of it, because they have really ramped up their operation there, so it's entirely possible. And Burbank's would be a great one to ship.
Yeah, no, that would be a you know, obviously being one of the
good point.
Biggest employers in town, that would be a very common sense partnership for a score.
Right. Quick question, where do they plan to put the new well? Is it down there here?
Feather River Boulevard somewhere. I'm not sure exactly.
The other thing I might mention, and we're working on it, and we've discovered something interesting, that City of Orville required Cal Water to fluoridate the water. And fluoridation really isn't a good thing
no.
to do it anymore.
Mm-mm.
I thought that it was an election of the city back in 57. We found out it was not. It was just a choice made by the governing body of the city and the county to tell them to fluoridate. So the information is going to be coming back maybe in February to actually have the city council and the county to change that. So I don't know if it does anything to your plan as far as fluoridated water, but...
Not that we can tell.
Change anything,
yeah.
But... The interesting thing is, fluoride works great for your teeth, but it's not worth the darn to be ingested.
Yeah.
And for some reason, they decided it was, and it shouldn't be ingested. It's got too many health risks to it. So.
Well, there's a big conspiracy theory on that somebody had a bunch of extra fluoride. This is the way we could figure out how to deal with it.
We had to research it way back and found out we did not have an election. It was actually done by council and county action. To do that and the direction to the PUC, so we just have to reverse that.
Gotcha.
That doesn't require an election, which surprised me. So,
yeah, because that's what they were telling me at Oakland.
Yeah, well, I was told the same thing, and it actually wasn't. So, there'll be something coming about on that just to change it, because it's not necessary, and there's too many health issues created around the ingestion of fluoride. And back then, they didn't have it in toothpaste. And I actually did my own research. If you go to the toothpaste aisle, every piece of toothpaste has fluoride in it. So I was really shocked by the fact that if your child has a dental problem and the dentist wants to give a prescription, they'll actually adjust the prescription based upon the quantity of fluoride in the water that we have now. They're that critical on that issue.
Gotcha.
It's like, wait a minute, that's not good. And if the doctor's adjusting the prescription based upon that, it's like, there is upper limits that your body should not have.
Not go, yeah, go above.
Yeah. Just a little point of interest that's been worked on.
Any more questions from the manager?
Okay.
All right, item 12, visitors' comments. Nobody's present. Item 13, commissioner staff comments. We're going to start with Ms. Masalai.
I have no comments.
Next?
No.
No comment.
Next?
None for me. I just want to say everybody have a Merry Christmas and be safe. That's it.
I echo the same, and it's nice to see some of these apartments finally getting done. I know the Lincoln Street ones are deep into construction, and then they have a space too coming behind that that'll be for seniors. And we have two more that are pending to come to town. So
for seniors,
one's affordable family, and the other would be seniors. Yeah, and they're a little bit out in the ways, but there's still interest, and we would love to see market rate housing come. So if anybody's got a hook on market rate housing. Raise a hand. We'll love to see it.
Don't we have a veterans one coming up?
Yes, we do. And hopefully the funding will come through on that. That's been a struggle on that one, but we'd like to see the townhouses and then the housing both.
Is that on Montgomery?
It's on Montgomery, 711 Montgomery, 11 units. And they've got different financing now accordingly, so we'll hopefully see something come about from that. That's all I got.
Scott?
I'm good.
Ryan, you got anything, buddy?
No, thank you. I'm good.
Gwen or Micah?
Merry Christmas.
Yep, that's right. It.
I have one other comment.
Oh, go ahead.
So the Ridge, there's a new developer, and he has built four homes, the higher limit, in a gated community, and there's going to be 70 homes built.
Now, is that attached to the Oaks?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, so it's inside the Oaks.
It's not the old part of the Ridge, it's a newer part.
The gated part.
Yeah.
And they had a groundbreaking for River Ranch.
Yeah.
River Ranch project out there at Ulver.
Mm-hmm.
And Lincoln,
Genesis or whatever.
They had a groundbreaking in the process of going.
They're a little ahead of their,
the
where they should be.
Built is the lift station that we've been
right.
Yeah.
Wanting.
Yeah.
They got a little homework to do before they can keep pushing forward. They got some incomplete homework from SCORE. So,
oh, did they?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. No, it surprised me and Dave both. So, yeah, we're working on that.
Oh, because the last meeting we weren't told.
Yeah. No, he'll probably have an update for you.
They have incomplete work with the county, too. So. Yeah.
I'll go back to you.
All right. Well, with that, 11:28, meeting adjourned.
All right.
So far, awesome.
Sorry. Are you talking about the
property next to the view.